Good morning. It's Thursday morning, and I'm going to record one of our first podcasts. We're going to try and record a podcast each week and load it up to the website, and that will save time for me. Writing takes a lot longer than podcasting, and it will also give me an opportunity to utilize another avenue of media that this new website gives us. I want to use these weekly podcasts to answer questions that come up during the week in one of our Bible studies, or any question that you send to me by email or just ask me on Sunday morning. I might take and use as the fodder, I guess, for this weekly podcast. This morning, I am going to take up a question that was asked last week that I haven't had a chance to address in writing. And that question is, what is the Q source? I'm sure that some of you listening to this have never heard of the Q source. If you have read any critical commentaries of Scripture, and by critical I don't mean critical in a mean way, I mean academic, scholarly investigations of the Gospels, then you might be familiar with the Q source. If not, let me try and back up and explain a little bit. If you've read all four Gospels, you might notice that three of them are very similar and one of them stands out as distinct. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are very similar in the way they're structured. They share many of the same accounts. They differ in length, but the overall thrust of the three are very, very similar. When you compare those three to John, you notice a lot of differences. John arranges his material differently. One example that stands out in my mind right now as I'm speaking is that John has Jesus driving the money changers from the temple very early on in his gospel, whereas Matthew, Mark, and Luke have it toward the end, in the last week of Jesus' life. Prior to the crucifixion. Well, when did it really happen? Well, it could have happened twice, and John's recording one that the synoptics don't, or it could have happened in the last week in his life, like said, the synoptics record, and John put it in the very beginning of his gospel, just because he believes that episode or that account or that. That event says something very important about Jesus, who he was and what he came for. He was the Lord of the temple, and he was going to be the one who, by his death and sacrifice, made the final sacrifice or the final atonement for sin that did away with or fulfilled the purpose of the temple. And so John puts that story right up front in his gospel to make a point, a theological point about who Jesus is and what he came to do. That's a possibility. All those are possibilities. But you'll notice in any case that John's gospel is significantly different than the other three. The three, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, are traditionally called the synoptics, the synoptic gospels. If you hear that word used, synoptic, that's what people are talking about, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Now, you'll also notice, if you read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, that there's some material, some stories, that all three Gospels share. Most scholars believe that Mark wrote his Gospel first. He was probably writing under the guidance or with using recounting stories that Peter told him. That's what we learned from Papias, who wrote a second century work we no longer have. We know about it from Irenaeus. But he was probably writing under the guidance of Peter and using some of Peter's memories and arranging the stories that Peter told him in a way that reflected Jesus' historical life. Matthew and Luke followed Mark, and many, if not most, scholars believe that they used Mark, or they had a copy of Mark. Both Matthew and Luke had a copy of Mark while they wrote their Gospels. And they use Mark as a basis for the story they tell in their Gospels. Luke also seems to have, Luke tells us right in the very beginning, Matthew doesn't, but Luke tells us right in the very beginning that he wasn't an eyewitness to these events, but he spoke to eyewitnesses and used the kind of research methodology that historians might be familiar with today, gathering resources, gathering eyewitness accounts. And one of those accounts, obviously, was Mark. Matthew probably did the same thing. So you'll notice right off the bat, if you read Matthew and Mark, Matthew and Luke, that they've copied or they've used Mark as a basis for much of their story. However, there are some stories, there are some accounts in Matthew and in Luke that are common to both of them, but that are not found in Mark. There are a number of them. These stories, these accounts, it is theorized, were taken from a common source. And this common source was, or scholars name, the Q source. And I can't emphasize this enough, it's purely theoretical. It's a purely theoretical source. We don't know whether Q ever actually existed or not. There's no evidence beyond what we have in the common material shared between Matthew and Luke to suggest that there ever was. But when scholars refer to the Q source, that's what they're saying. They're saying it's a common material shared or apparently shared between Matthew and Luke. Now, anytime this subject comes up, people begin to get a little bit worried. Well, how can we believe the story in the Gospels was inspired by God and remains infallible and inerrant if Matthew and Luke copied Mark and then they had this other source, Q, they copied? Why don't we have Q? I mean, did God inspire Q like he inspired the synoptics? What does this tell us? How are we then to understand or trust in the reliability of the Gospels if the Gospel writers used or copied off of sources so freely and frequently? Well, really, the answer is not that difficult. If you think about the way historians write today, if you think about the way you might write a story, even as an eyewitness, let's say you were the eyewitness of a terrible car accident, and you were asked to write down your story for the police so they could have a good report. Maybe the officer was writing a report and he wanted you to contribute to that, add your evidence. Well, let's say you know that there were three or four other witnesses of that event, and you wanted to check your memory by what they recorded. So you might use some of the material that the other witnesses recorded, not because you didn't know yourself or not because you weren't there and you weren't able to bear witness to what you saw with your own eyes, but because sharing or using another already written source might help, one, jog your memory, and two, make sure that you're recording things that are fairly accurate, that are accurate. So the same thing might have gone on here. Matthew might have said, well, you know, I was there. I was a disciple of Jesus. I know these things took place. But Mark has already written these things down for me. And I agree pretty much with what Mark has said. I agree with everything that Mark has said. I'm just going to add a few things here and a few things there that Mark didn't put into his gospel. And I'm going to shape it in a way that I want to shape it to say something about who I know Jesus to be, because I was walking with him and lived with him. And Luke, although Luke was not an eyewitness, he talked to many eyewitnesses and gathered many sources of material. And he said, you know what? I like what Mark put together, but I've also gathered this other material, and I'm going to put it in my gospel and present the fullest history of Jesus's life, his death and resurrection and ascension that I can as a good historian. And what we believe, because we believe this based on the promise that Jesus gave his disciples in John chapter 14 and John chapter 16, that he would lead them into all truth and that he would call to his disciples' minds all the things that he said and taught, and that he would even take new things from the Father and reveal them to them through the Holy Spirit. We believe that then the apostles, or the disciples and the apostles that they commissioned, were able to, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, write infallible and errant texts. And these Gospels are those these Gospels and the Epistles and the books in the New Testament are those infallible, inerrant, and inspired texts that Jesus promised to deliver to the church, and he has done that. So that is what the Q source is the shared material between Matthew and Luke. I hope this podcast has been helpful to you, and I look forward to answering any questions you have about it or about anything else in next week's podcast. Thank you. Bye.